The ongoing violence has led some of Iraq's most prominent Sunni leaders to call on the government and the international community to seriously consider putting the vote off, among them the country's president. But Iraq's Prime Minister Ayad Alawi says the vote will go ahead as scheduled on January 30th. We turn now to Faisal El-Astrabadi, one of Iraq's representatives to the UN.
Good morning.
Now, the Iraqi prime minister and president disagree on whether the election should be postponed. May I ask you to explain how free and fair elections can possibly be held with as much as 50% of the country considered unsafe?
Well, that, of course, is a question of the hour. And what, in fact, you're seeing occurring in Iraq now is a process of debate and discussion about precisely that issue. We are not so much talking about boycotts and this sort of thing. That really is not the issue. The issue is, will people feel safe in voting? And that debate is ongoing in Iraq.
Does the fact that there is a debate suggest that there is a possibility that the election could be postponed?
Well, I mean, if you're asking, you said, is there a possibility? Yes, I think there is a possibility. I can, for instance, imagine the security situation drastically deteriorating, even from its current situation. There is a debate in Iraq. The government, however, is committed to elections on the 30th of January.
A moment ago, you said we're not talking about boycotts here. We're talking about people being afraid to vote. What about Sunni boycotts of the election? How legitimate can any election be as long as the Sunnis are not participating fully?
The narrow question of boycott is easily disposed of. I mean, if people want to deal themselves out of the process, they have the right to do that. Now, the fact of the matter is, in 1920 and the early 1920s, the Shia of Iraq, in fact, boycotted and dealt themselves out of the process, as a consequence of which it took another not quite 30 years for the first Shia to become prime minister of Iraq in 1948. So part of the experience of democracy is that you're free to vote or not to vote. The issue is people who want to participate but don't feel safe in stepping out on election day to go to the polls.
Security is a very big issue. One of the biggest targets of the insurgency have been the Iraqi troops and the police who would, under normal circumstances, be protecting voters.
And elections officials.
And election officials, right. And they're even now getting threats in their mailboxes and under their doors.
Well, the fact of the matter is that it is no secret that the Iraqi security apparatus was completely and thoroughly dismantled and dissolved on the 17th of May, 2003, by order of the civil administrator.
Paul Bremer.
Yes. From that time on, there has been no capacity on the part of the state of Iraq to provide security for its citizens. Accordingly, that duty has unfortunately devolved to the multinational force. That situation continues today, as the government of Iraq is in fact in the process of reconstituting the internal security apparatus.
Earlier, I had asked you if there was any chance that the election would be postponed. The U.S., this administration, has been adamant that this election will not be postponed. Who, in fact, could make a final decision about going ahead or postponing this election?
Let's be very clear about that. No one has the right or the authority to veto a decision made by the sovereign government of Iraq. Whether that decision is to go forward with elections or not, that is a matter exclusively within the competence of the government of Iraq. Let there be no mistake about that.
Ambassador Faisal El-Astrabadi is Iraq's deputy representative to the UN. Thank you very much.
Thank you.